As we get closer to New Year's, we want to talk about New Year's resolutions and why they're really not that effective. What more so we want to be talking about today is the importance of goal setting, both short and long term, versus setting yourself up to fail with New Year's resolutions. But before we hop into today's episode, let's hear a quick message from our sponsors. So hello, welcome back to the Everyday Kind of Life podcast. I'm your host, Chad Thompson, and I just want to talk today about the idea of short and long-term goal setting. You know, we're coming up on New Year's, and a very popular thing that we all talk about is our New Year's resolutions. And although New Year's resolutions are really good, how many can actually say that they are effective? Like when you set up your goal for yourself or your resolution for yourself at the start of the year, I'm going to start eating better. I'm going to start exercising. I'm going to start making more time for my hobbies or whatever. And then those things maybe start working out okay, but then over time, they really start to fail. So instead of thinking about it in the terms of resolutions of I'm going to do these set things, let's talk about it in the form of goal setting. Like, let's think about it in the ways of short-term goals that are ultimately going to lead to long-term goals. So I guess, in a way, your New Year's resolutions can be your long-term goals. And then you've got to set up short-term goals to figure out how to get there. So how does this work? So let's say your long-term goals are by the end of 2022, you want to lose like 35 pounds or whatever. I know for me, I think that's somewhere around the range that I would like to ultimately lose. But if I just set myself a goal to lose 35 pounds by the end of 2022 by dieting or exercising or both or however I choose to do that, it's really not that effective. So what I have to do is determine, you know, short-term milestones that I can achieve and actually accomplish. Because when you start surpassing these little goals that you set for yourself, it keeps you motivated. And that's the key there, is when you don't start seeing the broader picture's success immediately, you start to lose momentum. And when you become unmotivated, a lot of these things that you've set forth for yourself to do, you're not accomplishing anymore. So I might set forth some things that maybe, say, in the month of January, I'm going to cut out all sodas altogether. So let's say, for example, I drink soda frequently or here and there, and I just decide to cut that out. And that's my short-term goal for the month of January, because just that, just cutting out, you know, sodas alone and drinking more water and juices and things like that, that's already going to help towards your long-term goal. And, you know, maybe in January also, maybe after a couple weeks when I've cut out a lot of these drinks with sugars and things in them, maybe I can add in something else to that. Like maybe I'll start cooking my own meals and cut out fast food if, you know, that's one of your issues there. And then you can work towards it, because after that first couple of weeks or so, we've cut out sodas, we can feel that sense of accomplishment and know that going into that next little milestone, that next step in our goal, that we can accomplish that too. And once we accomplish that, then we can add something else in. So, you know, that's kind of how that rhythm and that pattern works. Find little things you can change here and there. You know, maybe it's something like you need to come up with better morning and evening routines. Like, what do you do in the mornings when you first get up? I know me, for example, I'm no longer bad at hitting the snooze button. So maybe you're one of those types of people, you know, you set your alarm for 6 a.m. and you just keep hitting snooze until 6:30 or 7. And then you get up and you only have just enough time to basically get ready, run out the door, go to work, or what have you. So my morning routine looks a little something like this. Typically, I'm getting up around 7 a.m. every morning. And used to, I would sometimes go ahead and just get started with work or do whatever. But now I take my dog Lily out to use the restroom. Then I bring her back inside and I start feeding her morning breakfast. So while she's eating that first half a cup or so of food, I'll go and start making my pour over coffee. I'll use the bathroom if I have to. And then by the time I get those tasks done, it's time to give her the next cup of food. So while she's eating her second cup of food, that's typically when I'm getting everything prepared, like on my computer, and just getting set up for some me time. And then by then, my coffee's ready. I'll go pour the first cup, and I'll start enjoying my first cup of coffee while my dog Lily is on her last cup of food. And then While she's finishing that last cup of food, I'm kind of getting everything even more prepped, ready to go to have me some free time. And then I'll take her back to the bedroom and I'll just let her nap with my wife for about an hour or so because my wife gets up later than I do. So during that time, I'll just enjoy some coffee. I'll check my personal emails. I might play a game or two on my computer just to kind of get ready and set up for the day. And that's great and all, but I would like to add in some other things. You know, maybe I take 20 minutes out of my morning routine and I add in things like doing some yoga or some morning meditation, maybe some journaling or something like that. Maybe even kind of taking more time to plan out my day based on if I'm working, if I've got activities I want to do after work, and just having that plan set in stone. So that way I have more direction. And as far as my nightly routine, it's really bad. There's no real consistency to my night. In the evenings, typically I'll start cooking around 5 or 5:30 and have dinner ready for when my wife gets home, you know, around 6:20, 6:30. And then we'll eat dinner together. We'll typically watch a movie or a TV show while we eat. We'll talk to each other about our day. And then the rest of the night is pretty much chaos. We like to and have tried to incorporate about 25 minutes of cardio yoga into our evenings, but we don't always get to that point. Maybe I did a lot of physical work at my day job for that day for whatever reason, or maybe my wife just had a rough day and she's just not really feeling it. But I think getting ourselves into that momentum of working out every evening, because again, it's only 20 to 25 minutes, and it's working towards both of our goals to both lose weight and just feel better and get more active, having a better night routine would be well. So one thing I would suggest to you is before you start making all these big plans and small plans, is maybe start there. Start with your morning and evening routines and see how you can work those in to having that consistency going. And once you build that consistency level, then you can start working on some other goals as well. But the thing you don't want to do is overwhelm yourself with too many goals or tasks in the beginning, or to put yourself in more of an unrealistic stage. So for example, let's say I wanted to lose this 35 pounds, but instead of by the end of the year, I've now made this goal in 4 to 6 months. Although it's not unrealistic, the chances are I'm not going to accomplish that because it's such a short time frame for me to change my lifestyle and adapt to all these new changes and make it possible. So what's going to happen? I'm going to become unmotivated. I'm going to quit working towards these things, and it's not going to work out. And the same for you. You know, add new things. Once you build these new positive habits or things in your life that you want to have going on a regular basis, then you can start adding more things on top of that. So you don't want to do it all at once. You want these things to roll out over time. So think about easy things first. Because if you can put easy things out there and start working towards them and start accomplishing them, and then you can look at your list and be like, wow, I'm achieving a lot of stuff here. That's just going to boost that momentum, and everything else is just going to kind of snowball. And you can't really think about everything right away. And I understand everybody's life isn't as structured as, say, mine is. You know, I typically have a set amount of work hours. So for the most part, I know the days and times that I can accomplish certain things. So some of you might be on a schedule that's made up by like an employer and it jumps around all the time. Maybe you don't have set days off and set times in the evening or mornings where you can do these things. So for you, there might have to be some more flexibility as to when these things happen. And that might be that you might have to go to bed a little later or a little earlier. You might need to get up in the mornings a little bit earlier. That's one of the things my wife has stressed to me is that she wishes that she got up earlier in the mornings than what I do. Typically, she will get up in the mornings about an hour or so before she has to leave for work. So essentially, that just leaves her enough time to get ready for work, you know, her clothes, her makeup and things, and then maybe have a quick breakfast. And then before you know it, she's out the door. But she would like to start getting up earlier and maybe do some morning yoga for about 10 to 20 minutes or, you know, just have some more time to collect her thoughts or work on her crafts or whatever. So that's one of her short-term goals that she could start working on is to to work on her morning routine and start incorporating one or two of these elements. You know, maybe when she first does it, she could incorporate time to craft, or she could incorporate time to do yoga. And once she gets it down and gets in that rhythm and realizes how much time she's going to have, then she could start adding in other things and maybe do the yoga and the craft period instead of spending so much time watching TV or sleeping later than what she wants to, and then having to rush to get ready and get out the door. So those are really my big pointers for you going into the new year, is don't worry about these New Year's resolutions, but instead think about your short and long-term goals. What can you actually manage right out the gate? What are some simple tasks you feel like you can do? Whether that was like my examples of cutting out the soda, stopping the fast food, if maybe you're wanting to lose weight and just feel better. What are short-term goals that you can set right now, start implementing into your life, achieving those goals to work towards the bigger, broader picture? So that's my advice for you to be more successful going into 2022, is just to think about those things. But thanks so much for tuning in to the podcast again today. I'm so glad you spent, you know, the last like 10 or 15 minutes with me, and I can't wait to see you on next week's episode.